We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say charges now filed against the two men responsible for killing an armored car guard Monday morning. They then allegedly killed two of their own accomplices. An update this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
This brazen attack occurred in the morning in the daylight hours as part of a murderous spree.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown, when announcing charges against 20-year-old DeAndre Jennings and 19-year-old Antoine Montgomery. They're accused of killing a 47-year-old female armored car guard as she and two other guards were loading an ATM on 83rd and Princeton. One of those other guards was critically wounded. They're also charged with killing two of their own alleged accomplices in a car on 87th and Saginaw. Deputy Chief of Detectives Rahman Muhammad.
A 911 caller informed dispatch that two individuals were observed running into a residence located on the 8700 block of Saginaw.
Police surrounded that building, and Jennings and Montgomery eventually gave up. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, weather permitting, people will be able to get up in the wee hours tomorrow morning, be able to see the longest partial lunar eclipse of the century. 97% of the moon will be covered by the Earth's shadow, and just a little small sliver will be visible at the peak of the event. It starts about 1:18 tomorrow morning, lasts until 4:47 a.m. Chicago's Adler Planetarium will live stream portions of the eclipse on YouTube as part of the museum's Sky Observers Hangout program. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. A 20-point first-half lead slips through the Bulls' fingers in Portland.
Off a screen from Nurkic, topside Lillard, got it! A long-distance three-ball from 28 feet. Damian Lillard blazes a two-possession lead.
Lillard playing hurt with an ab injury, muscles through for 22 points, 10 assists. Chuck Swirsky, 670, the score of the description. Bulls fade away while the Blazers put the game away at the free throw line, winning 112-107. Zach LaVine, 30 points, but misses a late three for the tie. That hurt.
A lot of stuff going on at first, and I got wide open off a pin down. You know, great play, great shot, just missed it. Probably the most open shot I had tonight.
We did not respond at all in that third quarter, and that was disappointing. And I think we scored 44 points in the half, 13 turnovers, and, you know, we didn't play good enough defense.
And get just 22 from DeMar DeRozan. Billy Donovan's Bulls now 10-5 overall, 2-2 on the five-game road trip. That wraps tomorrow night in Denver. Not only have the Blackhawks claimed four straight games, they haven't trailed since making the coaching change from Jeremy Calton to Derek King. The King at his court, smothering Seattle on the road 4-2 with goals in the first, second, and third periods from Seth Jones, Alex DeBrincat, Patrick Kane, and then a late empty netter to seal it from Jake McCabe. 31 saves from Marc-Andre Fleury in the Hawks' fourth straight win. Four key Bears out of practice, Khalil Mack, Keem Hicks, Eddie Jackson, Allen Robinson, while Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson was sent home sick from practice. Bears host the Ravens Sunday.
Mayor Lightfoot, meantime, signed an executive order creating a panel tasked with helping ex-cons have a more successful return to society. More from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The Reentry Council will focus on assisting the formerly incarcerated with employment opportunities, health care, and housing. It's the result of a working group formed last spring.
It's more than past time for us to stand up as a city in a coordinated fashion and make sure that we extend our hand in friendship and support to these young men and young women. If we truly believe in the power of redemption, which I do, as a person of faith, I absolutely do. None of us are flawless.
The mayor said, as the sister of a man who spent more than a decade of his life incarcerated, she has seen firsthand the barriers and challenges faced by people seeking to rebuild and reshape their lives as they exit the criminal justice system. That's the story from the mayor's office.
Mayor Lightfoot's reacting to word that Fraternal Order Police Union President John Catanzaro, who retired from the force this week, that is running for mayor of Chicago. As WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports this morning, she appears to be amused by the prospect.
Mayor Lightfoot certainly not quivering in fear of FOP President John Catanzara's threat to try to unseat her. In fact, the thought of a race against the controversially outspoken union leader seemed to make her smile as Channel 7 reporter Craig Wall questioned her.
It would be a gift.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness, it would be a gift.
If he would run.
Let him run. I'd have a lot of fun with that.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public School officials say progress is being made in getting some of the dirtiest schools clean again.
School CEO Pedro Martinez told the Chicago School Board yesterday there's going to be more deep cleaning at schools over the Thanksgiving break, and that his staff will have more to report to the board at next month's meeting.
The biggest challenge that I still see is we have staff that are scheduled, and then at the last minute, somebody doesn't show up.
A top official says there are several job fairs for custodians this week. School Board President Miguel Del Valle made it clear, though.
We don't want problems at any school. So we want 100% satisfaction with our custodial services.
Del Valle says there has to be a way to track immediately when schools are not being kept as clean as they should be. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The jury will return this morning for its third day of deliberations in the Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha.
Jurors will again try to reach a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. He's facing charges in connection with the shooting of three men, two fatally, during protests. The defense has again asked the judge to declare a mistrial, saying it received a poor copy of drone footage from prosecutors.
It's not debatable that it's not fair what happened.
The prosecution says the video shows Rittenhouse pointing a gun at protesters before being chased by one of the men he shot and killed.
Their client lied about this on the stand, is the state's position.
The jury focused on drone video yesterday. It had also requested others. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Now, the lowest gas prices from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
In McHenry, the Meyer at Richmond and McCollum Lake is selling gas for $3.34 a gallon, and in Glenwood, Delta Sun, Halstead, and Elder has gas for $3.35. Coming up, the contract deal that ended the John Deere strike. Striking workers in Illinois and other states have agreed to a new contract with John Deere.
Some 10,000 John Deere workers, members of the United Auto Workers Union, approve a new six-year contract that includes a 10% raise and $8,500 ratification bonuses. The deal also calls for 5% raises in years 3 and 5 and 3% bonuses in years 2, 4, and 6. It preserves a pension option for new employees, makes workers eligible for health insurance sooner, and no premium health insurance coverage. The vote ends a strike that began October 14th. Deere has predicted it could see record annual profits as high as $5.9 billion when it releases its earnings report later this month. Unions in general are more inclined at this time to ask for more because of the ongoing worker shortages and long hours workers have been putting in during the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.
A 36-year-old Chicago-born rap artist has been shot and killed in Memphis, where he's lived since he was a child.
Police are searching for the shooter responsible for killing Young Dolph at a Memphis cookie shop on Wednesday, but they have no suspect information. Young Dolph had been shot at before. In 2017, his SUV was shot more than 100 times in Charlotte, North Carolina. Later that same year, he was shot multiple times outside a Los Angeles hotel. Young Dolph had three top 10 albums, including Dumb and Dumber 2 with Key Glock and March. He collaborated with OT Genesis, Megan Thee Stallion, Gucci Mane, and 2 Chainz. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Louis Vuitton store at the Oak Brook Center Mall, the target of a robbery yesterday afternoon by a crew of 14 thieves. Police say the suspects hit the location just after 3:30, sped off in three separate cars. No word yet on the value of the merchandise taken. Police say anyone who saw anything suspicious 3:30 yesterday afternoon at Oak Brook Mall should contact Oak Brook Police. A new program for Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management focuses on marketing via social media.
The creators of the influencer marketing course say that influence is often misunderstood. Instagram models and trendy content creators come to mind, but Amanda Russell says influencer marketing isn't about social media.
It's the press and the attention. And right now, companies and people are confusing attention with influence. Just because you have 2 million followers doesn't mean you can get them to do anything. It kind of is reframing the term influence to be more about what it really is, influence, which has been around since the beginning of time.
She's an adjunct lecturer at the Kellogg School and the author of a book about the true power of influencer marketing. Russell developed the 8-week online course with Professor Mohan Sawhney.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.